Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I invite you at this time to take your Bible and turn to Daniel chapter 4. Now, we're in the midst of the study of Jesus telling the parable of the rich fool in Luke chapter 12, but in doing so and in studying this study, our hearts were directed by our teacher, E.A. Elam, to the story of Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 4 as a warning of many prosperous men into thinking that their prosperity is a result of their own work instead of the blessing of God. And in this story, in Daniel 4, Daniel is showing us how that's what Nebuchadnezzar thought. He thought too much of himself, and as a result, he suffered a severe downfall, and he learned something about Jehovah. We'll be there in just a moment. You're at class number 175 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. Let me remind you that this Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, in our last class session, we were studying about Nebuchadnezzar and the dream he had of this great, beautiful tree that was hewn down. And he was asking Daniel, what is this dream about? And so Daniel's going to tell him, and we'll begin the story where we left off. This is in Daniel chapter 4, beginning in verse 24. This is the interpretation, O king, and it is the decree of the Most High which has come upon my lord the king, that thou shalt be driven from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and thou shalt be made to eat grass as oxen, and shall be wet with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the roots of the tree, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if there may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. Daniel 4 and verse 28. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. And at the end of 12 months, he was walking in the royal palace of Babylon. The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon, which I have built for the royal dwelling place, by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and thou shalt be driven from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and thou shalt be made to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair was grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird claws. Daniel 4 and verse 34. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, for his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom from generation to generation. and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time mine understanding returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my majesty and the brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent greatness was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are truth, and his ways justice, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Returning to Elam's notes, Elam said the Lord made Nebuchadnezzar king and gave him all into his hands, all the kingdoms of the earth. And as a reference to that, he encouraged us to read from the book of Jeremiah. Let me read Jeremiah. This will be Jeremiah chapter 27, and I'll read the first 11 verses. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Joash, king of Judah, came this word unto Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, Thus saith Jehovah unto me, Make thee bonds and bars, and put them upon thy neck, and send them unto the king of Edom, unto the king of Moab, unto the king of the children of Ammon, unto the kingdom of Tyre, unto the king of Sidon, by the hand of the messengers that come to Jerusalem, unto Zedekiah, king of Judah. And give them a charge unto their master, saying, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Thus shall ye say unto your masters, I have made the earth, the men, and the beasts that are upon the face of the earth by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and I give it to whomsoever it seemeth right unto me. And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beast of the field also have I given to serve him. And all the nation shall serve him and his son's son until the time of his own land come. And then many nations and great kings shall make him their bondman. And it shall come to pass that the nation and the kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, and that will not put their yoke under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, saith Jehovah, with the sword, and with famine, and with pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. But as for you, hearken ye not to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreams, nor to your soothsayers, nor to your sorcerers, that speak unto you, saying, Ye shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you, to remove you afar from your land, and that I should drive you out, and ye should perish. But the nation that shall bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, that nation will I let remain in their own land, saith Jehovah, and they shall till it and dwell therein. The same problem came about Tyre. That was a beautiful city, Tyre, the proud mistress of the sea, and a proud mistress of sin. I want to read now from the book of Ezekiel. And I'm turning my Bible to Ezekiel chapter 28. And I'll begin reading in verse 1 and read the first 9 verses of Ezekiel 28 about that city of Tyre. The word of Jehovah came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyre, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of God, and in the midst of the seas, yet thou art man and not God. Though thou didst set thy heart as the heart of God, behold, art thou wiser than Daniel? There is no secret that is hidden from thee. By thy wisdom and thine understanding thou hast gotten these riches, and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasures. By thy great wisdom and thy traffic hast thou increased the riches of thy heart. Thy heart is lifted up because of thy riches. Therefore thus saith the Lord Jehovah, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God, therefore I will bring down strangers upon thee and the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their sword against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness. They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the death of them that are slain in the heart of the seas. Wilt thou yet say before me, thou sayest, yea, that I am God? Excuse me, but thou art a man and not God, in whose the hand of him that woundeth thee, shalt thou die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers? For I have spoken it, saith Jehovah. Now Elam says, whether it be the poor man in his shop, the humble cottager, the farmer in his field, or the king on his throne, he is there in the providence and by the power of God. And so the rich man in our lesson of Luke chapter 12 forgot that God gave him power to get wealth, and attributed his success to himself, saying to his soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. He did not thank God or honor God with his substance and the first fruits of all his increase. He left God entirely out of the consideration. This is as great a sin now as it was then. The earth is Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Psalm 24 and verse 1. No man laid up all in order to take his ease, eat, drink, and be merry. It should be remembered to have the praise and praise God. In the second place, this man laid up all in order to take his ease, eat, drink, and be merry, which means to be free from toil and care, and to eat and drink the rest of his life in the merriment of a continual feast. His desire was to spend it all on his lust. It was honestly and industriously made, but his intention was to spend it sinfully. He did not work in order to have something to give the needy, as in Ephesians 4:28. He did not say, God has abundantly blessed me with fruits, and through me he will bless 100 more. No, he hoarded it up for purely selfish purposes. He counted on living a long time, but just when he congratulated himself on being ready to live, he had to die. His great anxiety was his temporal welfare for the future, and preparing for that, he lost his soul. And so we read in the book of Luke, chapter 12 and verse 20, but God said unto him, thou foolish one, this night is thy soul required of thee, and the things which thou hast prepared, whose shall they be? And so God said unto him, thou foolish one. You know, when God says a man is foolish, he is absolutely so. This man is not foolish in the eyes of men. Men praise him as thrifty and prosperous, wise and provident. They point their sons to him as worthy of their imitation, but God calls him foolish and a covetous man doomed for destruction. His foolishness and sins consisted not in thanking God, not in attributing success to God, not in honoring God with his substance, and in thus robbing God, in making such a selfish use of that which God had abundantly blessed him, and in thinking his soul's greatest need and greatest good was eating, drinking, and having a merry time, and thus robbing God. So when he thought he was ready for such a time of his life, it suddenly ended, and he was called away to leave all things behind. And who shall they be? He can use them no further, Thou now millstones about his neck to sink him in the pool of destruction. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 9.